Ricky Ponds has been charged with arson, burglary, and criminal mischief in connection to Tuesday night's fire at the Niagara Falls City School District maintenance garage. Niagara Falls Superintendent Mark Laurie says Ponds, a district grounds worker, turned himself into police and admitted to the crime not long after the fire started.
Yeah, I have not spoken to him. He did not give a reason. I have not heard a reason. All I know is that he told the officers that he made a mistake.
However, Ponds had just learned he was being moved to a lower-paying job. Ponds has been with the district since 2017 as a cleaner, but had been temporarily working grounds for about the last 6 months. Laurie says Ponds was informed Tuesday morning he would be returning to the cleaner position, which pays a couple $1,000s less a year.
No dispute, no nasty interaction or, you know, conflict when he was told that, but did call in sick the rest of the day yesterday, and that he didn't say anything.
Ponds then allegedly purchased a lighter at Walmart and used gasoline inside the garage to start the fire. Laurie says security footage shows what appears to be Ponds' car arriving and leaving the garage between 8:15 and 8:30 p.m. The fire was detected around 9:15. The fire damaged trucks, snowplows, tractors, and tools, causing an estimated $5 million in damages, although insurance adjusters are still evaluating. Laurie says other districts have offered their equipment in the meantime.
Certainly disappointed, but we'll get through this. We'll get through it.
Tom Dinke, WBFO News.